Lake Effect continues on WUWM. I'm Mitch Teich. The day following last week's Black Friday was known as Shop Local Saturday, but a Milwaukee-area organization is trying to make shopping local a more regular part of everyone's buying habits. The coalition Local First Milwaukee is trying to convince people to spend one-tenth of their buying dollars at locally owned and operated businesses. And the group points to research showing a dramatic ripple effect on the community at large from that modest investment. Nancy Quinn is the managing director for Local First Milwaukee, and she's with us in the studio now. Welcome to Lake Effect.
I'm happy to be here.
Outline this for us. What do you point to as the compelling reasons for buying more, anyway, from independent local businesses?
Well, I think independent local businesses are what makes our community unique. And so when you look and you're going to shop somewhere, the independent local businesses are the ones that are, you know, caretakers of our community. So they know what is interesting to the people that live in Milwaukee. They sell those items, but they also provide services that are very Milwaukee-oriented. That's one of the reasons. The locally independent businesses, you're not going to find them in other cities. It is Milwaukee. But also, I think one of the reasons really to do it is these are your neighbors. The owners of these businesses are your neighbors. They pay their taxes here. They employ local people who then spend money locally. So it's a kind of a ripple effect that really does make a difference. It allows for greater arts. It allows for more, just a more interesting place to work and live.
Let me ask you the question that I imagine that the skeptics might say. You know, it's great that there are locally owned businesses, but they might say, you know, a smaller local store might employ 6 or 8 or 10 people, but that Home Depot is employing 65. Aren't I helping more of my neighbors by buying my snowblower there?
You may think so, but collectively, small businesses are the biggest employer in the country. Add it all together, smaller businesses employ more people. And then when you shop at these local businesses, it's amazing when I listen to the stories of some of our businesses, Purple Door Ice Cream, Indulgence Chocolatiers, Anodyne Coffee, just all come to mind. They're all on that sort of strip or going to be on 2nd Street. As they grow, they create more jobs. And they add full-time jobs. They add good-paying jobs. They add jobs that have great meaning to the people that work there. So I think actually shifting your shopping creates more jobs.
Well, and so as nice as it would be to imagine that someone might shift all of his or her buying to independent local businesses, you are hoping people will just do 10%. Why is 10% the key number?
For a couple of reasons. First of all, it's not realistic to shift all of your shopping on a day-to-day basis, and we're not expecting that. We're really pro-local. And what we want people to do is to sit and think about where they do their purchasing and just see, is there a local option? If there's a local option, make that shift, and you might find out that you're getting better service, that you're getting better products, that you're enjoying the experience more, and you're going to stick with it. 10% is a manageable amount. Start where you are today. Take a look at these purchases and then make that shift. And when you do, you can add 10% more the next year. But we recognize that there are certain services and products that just aren't available locally. That's the fact, or with a local business. So starting at 10%, the other thing is that we had a study done for us by Civic Economics, who has done these types of studies in different cities all over the country. And in 2012, they did one in Milwaukee. And what that study showed is that a 10% shift by Milwaukeeans from where they are today to shifting 10% more in local restaurants and retailers will leave $311 million more dollars in our community just by making that shift. Our businesses are going to expand.
This is if everybody does this.
If everybody does it, right. And it is a year-round shift, and, you know, there's a lot to add up to that. But some people are going to do more. And it's a pretty amazing number when you look at $311 million. That's a lot of money.
You mentioned restaurants. So this includes the idea that instead of maybe going to that chain restaurant in the strip mall, you might just go to a local independent restaurant.
And actually, restaurants are pretty interesting because, as you recognize some of the restaurants around here, you know, many of our restaurants, Milwaukee's restaurant culture has really grown up in the last couple of years, and many of them really do support local producers. So when you're thinking about that multiplier effect again, it's local farmers, it's local artisan food makers. So as I mentioned Purple Door Ice Cream before, when you eat at a local restaurant, you're probably supporting a local food artisan or farmer as well. So it's that sort of ripple effect. And restaurants, you know, again, you really want, if you want a unique Milwaukee experience, patronize our local restaurants is really It's fabulous. Why go somewhere that you can go in any other city?
It is not necessarily the easiest of economies either to run a business or always to shop at a business. What about the other issue that people often raise, and that is cost? You know, I could buy my Tylenol from the local little store in the downtown part of my town, but it might cost a dollar more than it costs me to get it at Target.
Again, I think you do have to make your choices. And you might choose that there are certain products that you're going to get the same exact product at someplace else, and you're going to choose to get that discounted product. That is a consumer choice. However, in the long run, if you're interested in having a unique community with unique businesses, if you're able to do it, the extra money is worth it. And it's worth it because it is going to create a very Milwaukee place to live. And so, again, we're not asking for a 100% shift. We're asking you to really think and say, hey, is it possible? You know, I was a former bookseller. I talk about books. That's a perfect example of something that is available elsewhere. But the types of service that you get at a store where you can go and you can find books that you just wouldn't happen upon, that kind of service needs to be rewarded with a local purchase, I think. And local bookstores offer a lot of culture and are often the backbone of a neighborhood. So, again, I would suggest that really thinking about, can I and should I be making this purchase locally if possible?
And in the midst of this campaign, do I understand there is an event that you have that's bringing some of these local options together?
We do. We have our Buy Local Gift Fair. It's taking place on Sunday, December 8th at Lakefront Brewery. And again, this year, appreciate Lakefront hosting us. That's a truly local institution with some great local beer. And we'll have 40 of our businesses. So 40 local retailers, again, food artisans, artists, and just all under one roof from 12 to 4 at Lakefront Brewery. And you can just get all of your local shopping there. I recommend that you go and make your little list and come. And it's, 4 hours of great fun. We have a tall guy and a grill and simmer truck providing some food to help you, make it through the afternoon. But it's a great time, and we get a lot of support from Milwaukee.
You've been at this Local First, has been around for a few years doing this.
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going great. I think it's just really exciting because as the message gets out there, I hear more and more from people. We hear it from our members that say people are coming to shop because we're local or because we're participating in this. We're growing, and it's exciting. And I think part of it is we are part of a movement that's happening in other places as well. We are a member of an organization called Amoeba, which is about 150 of our peers across the country who are doing this in other places. And in fact, a study by the Institute for Local Self-Reliance, they do this study every January after the holiday season, and they ask independent businesses around the country, how were your sales? And what they found in 2012 is that in cities that had organizations like ours that were supporting the shop local movement during the holidays, those independent businesses at those communities saw an 8.6% increase in business versus 3.4% in cities that didn't have organizations like ours that are helping to get the message out. So, we feel pretty good about that, and it's exciting.
At the same time, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up? There's always more, and it is hard. It's, you see some of these lovely, lovely businesses. It's hard to be entrepreneurial. It's hard to, so many of these people, we hear about it every month. Here's a new business that, I was so passionate about being able to make this product or sell this item, and I love it so much, I'm quitting my day job to do it. And we see so many, so many success stories, but they're not always success stories. And that's really hard to see when a business closes. Or, if you believe that some business is important to you, then support them.
Does buying local at a time like this, at the holiday season, necessarily translate to buying local year-round for people?
Well, I hope it does. We are actually doing a pledge to shop local this holiday season, specifically because for many businesses, more and more of their business, some people say 30%, it depends on the business, happens in these last 2 months. This is a place where we can bring consumers in and educate them about this message, and then hopefully they will carry it on. And, head over to localfirstmilwaukee.com and take our pledge. Our pledge is, again, tied to that 10% that you and I talked about a little earlier. And we're asking people to shift 10% of their holiday shopping, more than they've done in the past, to local businesses. says. And then again, that they continue to do that year round. We're, you know, next year we're going to be focusing on businesses supporting local businesses. Again, looking at, you know, I'm buying products and services for my business. Could I be doing that locally? And we're going to be focusing on local food, and we're going to be focusing on moving your money. So our idea is that there are different places where people come to local, and if we can bring them in, maybe it'll make a shift, a long-term shift.
Nancy Quinn, thanks so much, and best of luck.
Thank you, too.
Nancy Quinn is the managing director for Local First Milwaukee. You'll find a link to more about the organization, plus the group's local gift fair slated for tomorrow, from a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. What have you done this year? Were you a celebrity judge on a Chinese game show? Unless you were Liam Callanan, the answer is probably not, but we will hear Liam's story when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.